What's going on, everyone? This is Swordfish again here with another episode of the Swordfish Survival Podcast. I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for your kind remarks, comments, and suggestions for future episodes. I thank you for the vast number of people who've decided to tune in. It humbles me to think that a skill that I may have can be a help to somebody else in this world in which we live. Today's episode is going to be focusing on a DIY project in the Warrior Tribe. Is a proud member I am of Mass Tactical in the Warrior Tribe. This week's Warrior Tribe challenge is making a water filtration system. So what I've done is I have a list of items. If you want to take notes, I've got a list of items I've used to successfully make a carbon-based water filtration system. I used a standard coffee filter to filter out large particulates such as gravel, weeds, dirt. I used a mason jar ring flap to act as a diffuser, so when water passes through the filter, it'll pass through more evenly at a more even pace, so it has a chance to get through as much carbon as possible as opposed to passing through in a straight line straight through the filter. And I do have an item that you can find in the Walmart fish aquarium area called activated carbon. Take note on that piece. Be sure to look for the words activated carbon, because this is what filters out all the chemical impurities that you may find in dirty water near industrial or power plants or near factories that have runoff. The base of the filter is a 20-ounce Gatorade or Powerade bottle with a lid. And last but not least is a screen door patch repair kit. This is used to repair holes in a screen door, but it has a self-adhesive backing. And next, I will walk you through how to put this filter together. You also need a couple tools, the ability to drill holes both in the diffuser and in the filter lid of the bottle that you have. So first, let's go through the process of drilling the holes through the lid. You want to drill about 5 to 10 holes to allow water to pass through. And also, you want to drill about 15 to 20 holes through your mason jar ring flap to allow water to pass through that end as well. Next, you're going to be cutting the bottom out of the bottle to build your filtration system. Once that's done, you can take the screen door repair patch and use a pair of scissors to cut a circle around the lid of this screen door repair kit to allow that screen door repair piece, once the adhesive backing is pulled off, to sit inside the lid. So when you screw the lid back onto the bottle, that screen will act as another piece of a filter to allow smaller particulates not to pass through to the water going into your jar or glass. Once all these pieces are in place, you can begin building your filter. So you want to go ahead and have that screen door repair kit in the lid and go ahead and screw the lid back onto the bottle. And now we've cut the bottom out of the bottle, so we're going to turn the bottle upside down and begin filling this bottle with the activated carbon. So what we're going to do is make sure that the bottle is intact with the lid on, fill it about 3/4 of the way up, and then begin running water through this. And you'll notice that the water will come out grayish black in color because of the carbon dust that is on it. Run water through this filter until the water runs clear. And what that does is it washes all the dust off the activated carbon and actually goes through the activation process to allow you to begin the filtration process for dirty water. Once that's complete, you can take your coffee filter, open it up, place the diffuser inside, and push this on top of the activated carbon. And what this has done is built you a do-it-yourself water filtration system. You can now go through and go to a creek or a riverbed, go through and get you some water. If you're not sure of the source, obviously in a true survival situation, you will boil this water and then filter it to make sure it's 100% potable and able to be used for drinking or for making food. Next, you want to test your filter by allowing the water to pass through, see what kind of flow rate you have. This will allow you to determine how much water you can filter, whether it's just enough for you or you need to make filters for those that are in your party, so on and so forth. With this skill set in mind, this will allow you to have more of a chance of a successful trip, whether it's camping, fishing, hunting, or a true survival situation where you may not have brought enough water with you or your party, but now you have the ability to clean water if you come across it. So with this in mind, this gives you another tool in your arsenal to be a more well-prepared individual in the society in which we live. This has been Swordfish with another brief episode of the Swordfish Survival Podcast. I thank you for your time. I thank you for your attention to these episodes. I thank you for your suggestions for future episodes. I'm taking note, and we will be moving forward with more episodes. So stay tuned, like, share, and subscribe, and I will see you in the next episode. Swordfish out.